Good afternoon. Well, while the Aussie market did fade from its best levels of the day, we still had the ASX 200 edging higher by about a fifth of 1%, so closing shy of 5,800 points, but it still managed to be the best week for our market in 2.5 months, and more importantly, we recouped all of last week's losses, where shares hit their worst levels in around 4 months. So we had more winners than losers, but only just this afternoon. We had about 56% of companies ending a little bit higher. We only had some losses from mining stocks, which fell back as iron ore prices remain near one-year lows, and they've still dropped about 40% from highs hit in February. So BHP, Rio, Fortescue, and also some gold miners came under pressure today. Also signs yesterday that there are more jobs being created in Australia so far this year than almost any economist would have expected. This has taken the likelihood of interest rate cuts off the table, and it's made some companies that have been attractive for their fact that they're higher yielding, like Sydney Airport and Transurban, a little bit less attractive today. The infant formula makers were standouts as well. A2 Milk in particular, up 10% today, up 15% this week. It's said today that it's likely to sell more of its products than expected in 2017. And while Bellamy's, the Tasmania-based group, fell back today, it still rose by about 13% in just 4 sessions. And that's as it's well on the way to raise sufficient funds to pay for its turnaround strategy. The former head of packaging giant Amcor has been named the next chairman of BHP Billiton, replacing Jacques Nasser. He'll be stepping in September this year. Oil prices at a 7-month low at the moment, so they've dropped by about 20% in just 4 months. And this, good news for motorists, of course. Petrol prices are likely to fall in coming weeks. Good news as well for the airlines that spend more on fuel than anything else. So Qantas is up 60% this year, and it's sitting at an all-time high as well. Telstra, which announced job cuts earlier in the week, was up today too. Now tonight, there's really not a lot of economic news to move the needle so much, but we'll get an update on the US housing market and its talk also from a US central bank official. And looking ahead to next week, there's really no top tier information on to be released. And the Aussie dollar finally 75.9.